PAC Roadmap. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines production activity control, PAC, as follows. The function of routing and dispatching the work to be accomplished through the production facility and of performing supplier control. PAC encompasses the principles, approaches, and techniques needed to schedule, control, measure, and evaluate the effectiveness of production operations. As seen in Exhibit 5-11, PAC and purchasing represent the execution phase. Purchasing is responsible for establishing and controlling the flow of raw materials into the facility. Once the raw materials are in the facility, PAC is responsible for establishing and controlling the flow of work through the facility. The planning horizon for PAC is generally very short as compared to other processes, and the level of detail needed is high. Exhibit 5-11, Planning Levels. PAC is responsible for executing the master production schedule and the material requirements plan. At the same time, it must make good use of labor and machines, minimize work and process inventory, and maintain customer service. The material requirements plan authorizes PAC to release work orders to the shop for manufacturing, to take control of work orders and make sure they are completed on time, to be responsible for the immediate detailed planning of the flow of orders through manufacturing, and to manage day-to-day activity and provide the necessary support. Next, we address the objectives of PAC, its components, its inputs, and its output, the production schedule. PAC objectives. Production activity control provides the data that allow the operation to execute. PAC has the following objectives. Execute the orders authorized in the master production schedule and the material requirements plan. Plan and release individual orders to the factory and outside vendors. Optimize the use of resources, including materials, tooling, equipment, staff, and information. Provide availability information to production coordinators so they can ensure the availability of resources when they are needed. Provide early warning signals and status information to other manufacturing planning and control MPC modules. Maintain customer service at the targeted level. Provide information on work and process inventories so planning/operations can maintain the levels set by inventory policy. Shorten both queue and move, two non-value-added elements of lead time. Provide feedback on shop and supplier's performance against plans. PAC components. The activities of the PAC system can be classified into planning, execution, and control functions. Exhibit 5-12 shows how these activities form a feedback loop as production coordinators prioritize orders and/or replan schedules based on actual results. Exhibit 5-12. Production activity control. Exhibit 5-13 provides more detail on how PAC forms a closed loop system, including scheduling, implementation, the manufacturing shop floor, and capacity control. Exhibit 5-13. Production activity control components. Starting with scheduling, also called the plan component of PAC, production coordinators verify that resources will be ready when needed. They also schedule start and completion dates for each shop order at each affected work center. Production coordinators use load profiles and various scheduling techniques to devise a feasible schedule that can meet required completion dates. In implementation, production coordinators gather the information they need to provide to the shop floor to make the product using what is called a shop packet, verify that resources will be available when needed, and then release these orders to the shop floor as authorized by the material requirements plan. During capacity control, sometimes called just control, production coordinators use a prioritization process called dispatching to generate a dispatch list showing scheduled start and completion dates for the sequence of orders at work centers. The process is also used to gather feedback on planned and actual inputs to and outputs from the work centers to help control work in process, WIP, inventory, and queue times, and this also provides information on whether backlogs are increasing or decreasing relative to their desired level. Capacity control involves monitoring and controlling WIP, lead times, and queues, and preparing various reports for use in longer-term management. The results of capacity control may require replanning rather than just re-ranking the dispatch list, so this results in a feedback loop where the process repeats as needed. One of the ways organizations learn about any adjustments that need to be made is through continuous process control, defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. The use of transducers, sensors to monitor a process and make automatic changes in operations through the design of appropriate feedback control loops. Although such devices have historically been mechanical or electromechanical, there is now widespread use of microcomputers and centralized control. Inputs to PAC. Exhibit 5-14 lists the inputs used in production activity control along with a reminder of what each input is and the types of information each provides. Note that the first five are planning data, while the shop order file is a control file that is updated as the process proceeds. Note that the same type of information is sometimes listed in more than one place, which reflects the fact that organizations may organize files in different ways. The master route sheet, described by the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, as the authoritative route process sheet from which all other format variations and copies are derived, will record step-by-step instructions for how the product is made, including equipment, tools, setup times, run times, and lead times for each operation required for the manufacturing process. This will dictate what materials are needed at each workstation for each step in the process. Scheduling relies on the accuracy of this information. If, for example, the queue, setup, run, wait, and move times are wrong at a work center, then the schedule will be off and will need correcting. If the root cause of the schedule variance is determined to be source file inaccuracy, these files should be updated after verifying that the standard should be changed. Output of PAC, the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, defines the production schedule as follows. A plan that authorizes the factory to manufacture a certain quantity of a specific item, usually initiated by the production planning department. The production schedule is designed to meet delivery dates while using manufacturing resources, such as machinery and labor, in the most efficient way possible given information on routing, required and available capacity, competing jobs, and manufacturing lead times for every work center involved in the production of the product being scheduled.